Je m'appelle Marianick Saint-Séran, je suis chanteuse de jazz et éventuellement de musique brésilienne et de soul aussi. Et j'écoute Melting Pot d'Annie de Marseille.
Je m'appelle Gaps, je suis jardinier et chanteur et plein d'autres choses. Et j'écoute Melting Pot d'Annie de Marseille.
Bonjour Jamel.
De manger les frites.
Hey, bonjour, honey. Hello, honey. How are you?
I'm fine. Jamel, my next podcast is called I Am With The Drummer.
Yeah, you are with the drummer. Yeah, it's a very good idea, you know?
Why?
Yeah, because the drummer is the chief of orchestra of the band of music, you know?
No, I don't know.
Because they have the time.
The time in the hand?
The time of the music, of the heart of the universe, you know.
Are you a musician?
No, me not. Of course not. I work about this, you know.
And what do you do?
I play little drum.
In which band?
Oh, with a band... It's called David Lafour Sanctet, you know.
And do you listen to Melting Pot?
Yes, of course, yeah. All night I heard Melting Pot.
Impressionnant.
Très impressionnant, comme chaque fois.
Bon, dis-moi qui tu es.
Je suis François, dit Pierre-Louis, un ami de Annie, et on se croise souvent à des concerts. Elle est en train d'enregistrer ou prendre des photos, et moi en train de prendre des photos.
Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour. Today, October 27th, welcome to Melting Pod, Sound and Colors from the Planet Marseille. We will really stay the whole show today with Marseille and a special guest, Sabo, two American musicians who live in Czech Republic. I saw them 2-3 years ago and I was very impressed by the drummer Hilary Binder and his partner on the stage, Christopher Ranking, the bass guitarist. You understand, it's only drum and bass. And for this second show for me, I was in La Machine à Coudre in Marseille. I record a part of the concert live with their agreement, and I did an interview with them backstage after the show. I hope you will like it. Good morning, Sabot.
Good morning.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good night.
No, not good night. We're not going to sleep yet. It's good evening.
Where are you from?
Originally, I'm from the United States. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio. And then after I was older, moved to San Francisco slowly. And that's where I met Hilary. And now we live in the Czech Republic. We live in Tábor. It's a town about 100 kilometers south of Prague. And we've lived there for 12 years.
And where are you born?
I was born in Washington, D.C., in the United States.
And what did you choose to live in Czech Republic?
We went there in 1993 to start an international art center, and we are still doing this center. It's a volunteer, collectively run center which is producing all kinds of artistic activities of all disciplines.
And you live to you like to live there?
Well, to be honest, I think I would not be happy living anywhere full time. That's why I travel a lot. But it has its advantages, yes.
And do you like maybe to live in France?
Actually, yeah, I would like to live in France for a little while. I love French food. The French people are very nice and warm and friendly, and it's possible for us to perform here, so that's good for our music. But I don't know where. There's so many good places. I mean, there's the ocean, there's the Mediterranean Ocean, there's the Atlantic Ocean, there's the English Channel. I like the water. I like to be by the water. And I'm not by the water in Czech Republic, so that's why I mention it. And I don't know, Paris, very interesting place, but I also like very much Marseille. I really like Marseille a lot, and also a lot of towns in the south, Toulouse and Montpellier and Bordeaux. There's very nice places in all of those towns. I also like it in the west. We have some very good friends in Dunkerque. You know, have you been to Dunkerque? It's a beautiful town, and I like it there too. I wouldn't know where to go. So maybe live in France and live 1 month in many, you know, 1 month here, 1 month there. Camping, yes, camping.
And when did you meet your partner?
Hilary. I met Hilary, I guess, around 1984 in San Francisco. And at that time I was playing in a punk rock band. And she was one of our, her and her girl skate punk gang were big fans of our band. And they would come always to our concerts and sing along with the songs and so on and so forth. And then we became good friends later and started to play music together a few years after that.
But you think I wanted to do music only with her?
Oh, no. I have some other musical projects, but the main musical project that I have is together with Hilary.
Because I am surprised to see a band only with two persons.
Yeah,
and I want to know, what is your choice in music to do only drum and bass?
Well, actually, for this group, for Sabo, it was a little bit of an accident that we start to play just the two of us, because we started to play together in a band with another person. He was playing guitar, so we were three people, and he was also singing. And he left the band, and then we were alone, just two people. And we tried to find some other people to play with. And we took, I don't know, 1 year taking different people and playing for a while. And one reason or another reason, it didn't work together with these people. But in the meantime, we were making music to show them what kind of music we want to play. And this music became its own music. And we one day just sort of decided to make a record and see what does the world think about the music we make alone. And then some people liked it, and now some more people like it. And so a very organic development. We didn't sit down one day and say, I want to play this kind of music. It just kind of slowly happened. You know what I mean?
We'll be right back.
Sabo. This song is called Tracking from their last album, Doing It Ourselves. And they did absolutely everything themselves in their album. The recording, the cover, the packaging, especially the packaging in cardboard, is very original. I dedicate that song with the beautiful Hilary on the drums to all my friends, male drummers, especially to Buzz Bistrup. Thank you, Buzz. I at least got the Angels' last album. I will play it very soon on Melting Pod. Now we can continue with the second part of the interview with Sabo. We saw a lot of complicity between you and it's maybe an indiscreet question, but are you in couple in the life?
No.
It's a normal question?
Yes.
Because I have the feeling there is no place for anybody else in your couple in music.
Perhaps with Sabo it's true. I think we are playing together as a duo now for about 16 or 17 years. And so I think I consider this project very much like a musical conversation between the two of us. And I'm happy just to leave it like that. But I think that Chris and I are available to do other projects together, like a drummer and a bass player with other people. But it wouldn't be Sabo music. It would be some other kind of music with influence from someone else. This is still possible, but till today, we didn't find anybody to make another project with. So.
And did you like to live in Republic Czech and you think maybe you can move of another country or not?
Oh, I'm sure I will move to another country sometime. I mean, for the moment, we live in the Czech Republic because we started this cultural project there. And it's still in the development stages, actually. Even we've been there for 12 years. But I think the world is a really big place. And I'm not necessarily needing to live in one place my whole life. I mean, for the moment, it's a very convenient country for us to live in. It's a really good place for our center. A lot of people can visit there from around the world, particularly from Europe and other, like the United States or other places that are close to the Czech Republic. But I think there's, like, at the moment we're spending a lot of time traveling in to Australia, New Zealand, and Japan each year. And there's a lot of other countries in Micronesia and Asia, Malaysia, Philippines. I mean, a lot of Africa, South America, many places I would like to visit. So I imagine that some time maybe we move to a different place temporarily. I'm not sure. I don't feel connected really to the Czech Republic. I have a lot of friends there and I enjoy.
Sorry, my mini disc did a censorship and cut the interview without warning me. I lost like that a few minutes of the conversation. Well, we spoke about the contact you have with the rock band in Prague.
In Czech Republic. I mean, actually, there's a good amount of a pretty good amount of bands in Tábor, where we live. Very interesting music and very interesting young musicians. Also, musicians from Prague and from other parts of the country. We're pretty familiar with them, with say young bands.
And I have another question for you. When did you begin to play drums?
When I was 14.
It was your first instrument?
No. I started playing violin when I was 6. And I started playing piano when I was 11 or something like that. So, and singing since I was a very little kid. So actually I've been playing music pretty much my whole life, I guess, yeah.
And then you choose drums for your whole life?
Well, actually, no, I have another group where I'm singing. Only singing, it's an a cappella group. So I do some other music projects, but I love the drums. So more than I love the violin or the piano. So, but I do love the piano. Maybe someday I will play piano again, but you know, they're so big and heavy and I couldn't take it around with me, and I don't like electric keyboards, I like piano, so probably I won't play it anytime soon.
And where will you go now?
Tomorrow we go to Italy, and we will be there for about 2 weeks. And after that, we will go to Slovenia, Croatia, Serbia, Austria, on our way back to the Czech Republic. The whole tour we're on right now is 5 weeks. We usually do a European tour every year for about 2.5 months. We did the first the north part of Europe in May, and now we're doing the southern part of Europe.
Can I ask you an idea for my radio? Because my radio is called Melting Pod.
Oh, okay.
In Marseille, because it's a melting pot of people, of music, of culture,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm Hillary, and...
And I'm Chris.
And we are Sabo, and we're here talking with Annie from Melting Pot, and we hope that you're going to listen to Melting Pot all the time.
Yeah, because it seems like a really good place to find out about the diverse cultural information that's happening, of things that are happening in Marseille.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. I hope you will like this interview, and now I give you to listen to the recording I did live in the Machine à Coudre in Marseille that night. The club was packed and the public was into the music and very attentive all the time. It was very pleasant.
Old song or new song? How about that? Old song. Resurrection. Okay. All right. New song. Maybe you heard this song too much, but it's okay. It's okay.
Can't play the whole concert because it's too long for a podcast, but I hope you will like this music of this both great musicians, Hilary and Christopher from Sabu. If you like them, you can write on my website www.meltingpot.com, and I am waiting for your comments, you know, as it's a pleasure for me to read you. I don't know now which form can take my next podcast, because I got such a good rock material last week. I got The Angels' last album, I got a mountain of CD, vinyl, DVD from Frank Meyer of the Street Walking Cheetahs, and a so good video, I have the idea to try a video cast next time on Melting Pot with that. But we are planning with Frank Meyer a second interview about his last album Gainesville, with a dissection live of their lyrics, and maybe a second interview with the Black Hellos singer Billy Hopeless. I have a live recording of Kill the Thrill last concert in Marseille. Next time it will be my Melting Pot number 25, and I thought to do a special love and funny story I lived during this 7 last month. I think it's anyway only a lot of pleasure for you and for me. I want to close this show now and wish you a good day or a good night. Bye, tschüss, au revoir, à la prochaine fois, and stay connected with Melting Pot. We'll be right back.
Two take. Damn, bloody hell. Right. Hello, this is Mel from the Saints. You're listening to Melting Pot with Annie from Marseille. Okay.
Hi, this is Ivor from the Saints, and you're listening to Melting Pot with Annie from Marseille.
Hi there, bonjour, bonsoir, bon matin. Say Chris Bailey, the bass player with the Angels, and you're listening to the Melting Pod with Annie from Marseille.
Hi, this is Buzz Bidstrup from the Angels, and I'm calling from Australia. You're listening to the Melting Pod with Annie from Marseille. Take it away.